it's a big problem to me the way that successful entrepreneurs write their memoirs and also give talks about how they were successful. Because when you sit and have conversations, they tell you, you know, I was lucky as hell to be successful because I made so many mistakes. Every successful entrepreneur made hundreds of mistakes.
You're listening to Ed Pennote, director of the Gordon Moore Foundation and former CEO and co-founder of Chiron, a leading biotech company. You can hear more about this conversation in the book, Success Built to Last, Creating a Life That Matters. Find out more about this at www.successbuilttolast.com. Ed told me about how entrepreneurs exaggerate stories about their success.
They don't tell you, you know, that things got so bad. There was, you know, I had days running in the morning. I had to stop and throw up in the gutter because I was so, you know, worried about whether we'd make it through the day. You know, I mean, these businesses are, I mean, we had a conversation with George Rathman at Amgen in 1986. We were both running out of money. He came to see us. Should we combine our companies? Because maybe we can scrap together enough meager resources between us to actually survive. So too many modern business books are written by successful entrepreneurs who fundamentally gild a lily. They don't tell the truth about what their life was. They want you to think they're brilliant, that they had a great strategy right from the beginning, that they never made any mistakes, or if they did, it was just a little minor mistake. And that's not the way business works, and it's certainly not the way young companies ever work.